Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. We hear a lot about the higher risks associated with older Americans and COVID-19. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber interviews a mature member of Harvest. Listen in as 79-year-old Steve Cartman expresses his appreciation for the way he has seen and experienced love and service from younger people in the body.
So it is great to have you with me today, Steve, and I've really enjoyed your being at Harvest, you and your wife, Juana, so welcome.
Thank you.
Steve, could you start out, now today we're going to talk about how this COVID-19 situation is affecting everybody and some positive things we're seeing in it. But first of all, let's just learn a little bit about you. Tell us just a little bit about your background.
Okay. We're from Texas. I wasn't born in Texas. I was born in Maryland but raised in Texas. And I was raised in a Christian home. My mother was a very devout Christian. My dad not so much early in his life. He's Jewish, his family is Jewish, and wasn't a practicing Jew, but nor was he a practicing Christian. But my mother always made sure we were at church, and eventually my father came to give his life to Jesus, and it was a much happier home in those days after that occurred. I went to work in my early 20s for a company that transferred me a lot. We were transferred 8 times in our career. And because of that, and because we were raising family and moving, meeting new people, we kind of got away from the church in those years until we came back to Charlotte and came to Harvest, which was 18 years ago, and got back in the church. Rededicated our lives to Jesus and to God and have been so, so happy that we made this discovery.
That's awesome. You live nearby, about a half mile from the church, and when God gave us this property and we built our facilities here, I assume that had something to do with it. You saw a new church being built.
Well, there was this church being built practically in my backyard. So, yes, we watched it being built. And frankly, our friends Judy and Bill Sellers came to Harvest the first Sunday it was open and invited us to join them, which we did on Sunday number 2 and have loved it and loved the people ever since.
That's awesome. And, of course, Steve has for several years served with our finance team, leading that, and does a great job with that, bringing his expertise to that team, and we certainly appreciate what you do there to help us on that. We have a very active team on finances, another one for personnel and so forth. So you've been involved at Harvest, and you are 79, getting close to 80 years old, is that correct?
Yes.
And do you feel 79, or do you feel like, you know, 40,
no.
50,
I don't know what 79 is supposed to feel like. Sometimes when I get up in the morning, I feel at least 79. But most times, you know, we do okay. We get along. We try to travel as much as we can, although not these days because we're kind of sheltering in place.
Right, right. So as obviously you're in an at-risk category. I mean, true. Of course, all of us are at risk, you know, but some, they've identified people over 60 and people who have underlying health conditions at risk. And it's worth saying here, even during this, in our studio, we are 8 or 9 feet away from each other. We're not getting too close, but we're able to do this. Hopefully it'll be helpful. I'd like to talk about a couple of things. First of all, as a person in your generation, in your situation, what do you see as the concerns? How is this affecting people?
Well, I think it affects different generations different ways. I believe that the younger generation, the college kids, believe they're invincible, and I probably did too at that age, and seem to be ignoring the warnings. However, I just saw that there were five students from the University of Tampa who had been on spring break that were identified with coronavirus, and I believe that that's going to go through that generation and help them to understand that they too are vulnerable. I believe my generation has an easier time avoiding because of so many of us being retired, and it makes it so much easier for us to stay home not expose ourselves. So, and I would say, even though the majority of people that have gotten the coronavirus are those in the 20 to 39 age bracket, those are also the young parents that are having to get out, need to get out. And so I believe that this was not taken seriously at first, but I think it's being taken seriously by all generations now.
Right. And so in times like this, it's always important for us to serve each other and help each other, but especially in times like this. And you have seen that. You've experienced it. And I'd love you to just share how you have seen the body of Christ reach out in love during this time.
Yeah, well, let me start off by thanking the youth group for a program that they put together to serve the widows, the elderly, the sick, by offering to come to their homes to do various tasks. And I had the pleasure of a young man and his father coming to my house a week ago Saturday as part of this service project and clean my gutters, which is something that I haven't done in a few years simply because I don't want to climb on a ladder. And they willingly came, and I understand that happened throughout the church, and that just showed good, that Christian love to me, how they were willing to come. And then on Monday of that week is when it seemed this everything blew up and all the rules and regulations went into effect. And Juana and I started getting phone calls and texts from our brothers and sisters at Harvest, offering their help, checking on us, praying with us, wanting to make sure that we were okay. And it just blew us away. And even though we didn't have anything in particular to ask them to do, they said, please, please call us. If you need anything, we're here to help you. And then on Sunday, Jerry, your service was from 1 Peter 4, I believe, that talked about loving each other, serving each other, hospitality. And I thought, as I listened to it, I just lived a week of this with the love and the attention and the offer of help that has come from the members of Harvest. And I appreciate it, and I thank God for the members of this church. So it was a great telling experience for me.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And thanks so much for being with us and sharing today. And I think this is a time for us to all just say thank you to those who are out there serving and helping, and a time for us to give thanks to God because He's the one who makes it all possible. So thank you, Steve, for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.